Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Sex Podcast, a show that examines all aspects of sexuality, from physical to emotional to spiritual. Join our hosts as they discuss age-old questions, common misconceptions, and the latest topics surrounding sex. They'll tackle topics about sexuality from the complicated to the hilarious and everything in between. GSMC Sex Podcast is your show for all of your questions about sex, even some you might not have thought of yet.
Hello, and welcome to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast, and this is the Sex Edition. Sex healthy. That's what I'm talking about in this particular podcast. By now, I'm sure you've had sex education in some form, and generally, sex education, they're going to talk about how babies are born, they're going to talk about sexually transmitted diseases, that sort of thing. And I'm going to just have a little bit of an offshoot here. You know, I talk about all kinds of things in this particular podcast because we're talking about sex. So what this involves is the, and I'm going to use the guy as the example because it's usually guys that do something like this where they have more than one partner and they're hitting their partners kind of in succession, whereas they don't give enough downtime in between, say, encounters between their partners to know if they are sexually healthy enough to be considered be moving on, meaning that they're not carrying, say, some sort of venereal disease to the next partner, be it trichomonas, be it chlamydia, be it gonorrhea, be it whatever it is. And why does this happen? It's because people don't really stop and think about what's going on. Because if you did, especially if you have more than one partner and you're not telling your partners that you have more than one, you obviously are setting yourself up for the possibility of being busted. And it's not so much about whether somebody sees you or something like that. I mean, we know that that is a possibility. So I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about sex healthy in cleaning up, cleaning your clothes, and that sort of thing. So I'm not advocating people going out and cheating. Don't hear that message. I'm just talking about why guys get caught, which would, in my view, the way I'm talking about this is probably to say, don't do the kind of things that I'm discussing, because I'm just talking about things that people do and they get caught. You don't want to get in trouble. You don't want to get humiliated. Don't do this kind of stuff and you will save yourself the embarrassment. And invariably, we have all heard of somebody that something like this has happened to, because once it gets out there, people will repeat it. It gets on blast. And one of the things that happens, let's say you get a venereal disease. And I'm saying to the guys, if a woman gets, one of your girlfriends or one of your partners gets a venereal disease, then one of the things that they're going to happen, they're going to know, okay, who did I get this from? Because I didn't give it to you. And, you know, they're going to get into your grill. They're going to really drill it down because, and as a health professional, they are going to want to know who your partners are so they can contact them so that they can get containment on this and get everybody healthy. Certainly it's embarrassing. So it's a time where you have to come clean. That's just the decent thing to do. You have to come clean. Now, why you get yourself into these situations might have a lot to do with your personal hygiene. If you don't have good hygiene habits, stop right now and refocus yourself on having good hygiene. And I'm talking about just in general. And then when it comes to sex, you definitely have to have good hygiene. And if you're going, you know, going bareback, I mean, you're not having any protection, any kind of barriers like condoms or something like that, you are more and more at risk of transmitting something to a partner because you don't know. Because, see, here's the thing. Women, they're all different. And when you start mixing the flora of one woman into another, she's going to know fairly quickly. Look, you know, when they start having some itching and things like that, something that's kind of unusual for them to have, and they know that they're having you as a partner. And here's the thing. They know how many partners they've been with. And if you're it, you are definitely going to get jammed up as to why is this happening to me? So guys, like I say, be mindful of when you are having sexual encounters. Don't run those encounters too close together, because if one of your partners doesn't even have to have a venereal disease, but it's just that when you have the essence of her spirit on you, I'm just going to say it that way, her juices, and you go to another woman and you have not washed up, then you risk contaminating partner number two. And when something happens, and like I say, it doesn't even have to be something really harsh. It could be something fairly simple. It causes thing, and you know, doctors can tell you about this, but I'm just raising your awareness level is to that you expose yourself to that kind of conversation if in fact you are not using protection. So now here comes another part to this. Let's say that you do want to have another partner. How do you introduce that into your situation without necessarily saying something? Let's say you want to start using condoms. A woman is going to ask you, okay, why are you wanting to use that now? I mean, you didn't want to use that before, and you probably have had conversations about why I don't want to use condoms. So you're going to have to think of a good reason as to why you would want to, that doesn't suggest you are trying to see other people behind her back. And maybe you want to try it. Now, one of the things that I know is when you use a condom, it sort of makes it a little less sensitive. So if you have, and I will describe it this way, and in fact, we can cover kill two birds with one stone here, to borrow an expression. If you have a problem with premature ejaculation, I would suggest try using a condom, because there is a little bit of sensitivity decline. And I know people will argue with that. I think you have to really look at your situation and see, but there is a little less sensitivity in that. And you may be able to practice delaying your ejaculation long enough so that you can really have a good encounter. So now you're doing it with more than one partner. Of course, if you're having problems with premature ejaculation, you may not be having a lot of partners. But just to say, if that's your situation, then you might try using a condom and practicing with that, and that might help you last longer, and that could make you a hero. See, just saying, it's a possibility. Now the flip side to that is this: if you have a partner, I'm talking to the guy now, if you have a partner, your woman is starting to question you about some things going on with her body, saying that she doesn't feel right, or she's starting to go to the doctor because there's just some things not right here, and you know that you yourself have been clean, because there's a lot of reasons that women can say have yeast infections, and you can research this. You can talk to a doctor, and I'm going to say this to women, just because you have a yeast infection does not necessarily mean your man is being unfaithful to you. So just putting that out there, I would say sometimes it's worth giving your partner the benefit of the doubt until you know something for sure. You see, in fact, that's what I was trying to think of earlier. It's oftentimes, guys, women develop yeast infections because if you're going from one partner to the other, her flora is different. You definitely need to do hygiene. And guys, it's really worth it for you to do a little bit of research on what causes yeast infections, because, you know, women, there are a lot of things that they don't know about their own body. And you might be a very good catalyst for learning those kind of things. In fact, I think it's kind of cool when a guy learns something about a woman's body. Not just to be sexual with her, but, you know, hey, that can make it a very interesting conversation. I mean, guys seem to be really interested in their own bodies, or at least they should be. You know, they'll go to the gym and they'll eat healthy, and hopefully, and all things associated with it. And when it comes to sexual health, it's good to know something. And I mean, know it from the standpoint of not just the street slang, not just the gossip, but really the medical stuff. There are so many different ways in which to get information. And I mean good information. I'm looking at the clock. I need to take a break right now, and I'll come back and wax on this stuff some more. Stay tuned.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hello, and welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast, the sex edition. I'm talking about sex healthy. Look, when I ended the last segment, I was talking about ways in which people do things and how they get caught. And I was talking about the hygiene. And, you know, this is something that is it's funny. I think about it, but a lot of times people don't. It just doesn't occur to them. But, you know, we don't go around in our lives trying to be, you know, CSI, where we use all the forensic evidence and find things. But it certainly makes it interesting when people do stupid things and they slip up. I mean, my executive producer and I, Tate, he's the executive producer. We were talking about this subject. And here's one of the things that people do and get themselves caught. Now, guys, think about this. If you have more than one lover, and this might sound like a relationship thing, but this is a relationship podcast, the sex edition. This, the sex part will get you in trouble. Knowing people doesn't generally get you in trouble. It's the sex partner with or sex with the wrong partners will get you in trouble. If your side piece has a cat and you're going to see a lady that does not have a cat, you better be sure that you don't have cat hair on your clothes. And another thing, you better be sure that when you get into your car, that you don't have any traces of perfume or hair that's the wrong color in your seat covers, in your carpet, or anything else that shouldn't be there. Because what's going to happen when she finds out is she's going to blow your hair back. And I'll tell you, when these kinds of things happen, and it usually happens because people get careless. They become careless. They become a little overconfident. They forget who they are and they start doing things and get caught up. Or they get pressed for time or something, some little thing that they didn't anticipate, and it puts them in a situation. So I'm just saying, these are the things to watch out for. And if you get caught, you got caught. And you know what? It reminds me of something that I saw. Sinbad is a funny, funny comedian. And the comment that he was making, he says, you know, women just say, just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. If you tell the truth, we can get over it. And Sinbad made the funny comment and said, lie, 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 lie. They say they want you to tell the truth, but the minute you tell the truth, you are in trouble. And to me, that was so funny because the problem with telling the truth isn't that you don't want to tell the truth. The problem is it doesn't seem to resolve the problem. Does that sound confusing? It's like you get in deeper and deeper. It isn't just about saying, OK, yeah, I did it. Let's just move on. No, that's not going to happen. Yeah, I did it. Oh, with who and how long? How many times is it? See, guys, if you have never been in that situation, I'm telling you right now, that's what's going to happen. So if you decide to have a side piece and you get out there, you're going to start having sex with more than one partner and people don't and your partners don't already know that that's what you're doing. Whew. Man, all I can say is, what do they say? Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And as we see in these days, there are a lot of things that women are doing when they get upset. And I don't even want to begin to tell you some of the things that we've heard about, you know, about body parts being cut off and stuff like that. I mean, it's wicked. So be careful. Sex healthy. It's about being clean, staying clean. And, you know, if things aren't working well with your partner, then you need to investigate that. You need to talk about why that is. And there's nothing that says that you have to be with one person. Nothing says that. And if that's not your style, then that's not your style. But by and large, when you are open about it, at least you're not going to necessarily carry the stress. You may lose the person that you want, and you'll just have to figure out if the monogamy thing works for you, if that's, you know, what your partner wants, or maybe they're okay with it. I mean, I actually know a lady who was perfectly fine with the guy that she was with having, you know, other lovers. Her stipulation was that, hey, as long as he doesn't fall in love with him, well, you know, that only worked for so long. Because he wound up being with somebody else. I'm saying, just disclaimer, this is not me. This is definitely not me. I'm just talking about somebody I knew, a situation I knew about. And in fact, I found out about it from the woman, because she was very upset at what her guy was doing. And there's that thing. I'm going to tell you guys, women stick together. When they find out something's going on, women will stick together. And this is how this particular person I'm talking about found out about some things. She found out who the other girlfriend was and basically appealed to her feminine side to reveal all the information. These women sat down and, boy, they had a story to share. And when I was listening to the retelling of this, all I could do was shake my head and say, wow, man, he backed into that situation, or got himself into that situation. And if you don't want to be that, then don't travel that road. Stay off of that road. Be a spectator. You can be a spectator. Just don't be out on the highway on that one. Okay, so I've commented a lot on some of these other things. So if you happen to run into a situation which is obviously beyond your control and you need medical help, get it. Okay? Get your medical help. It's dumb to not do so. You can't fix something like this by yourself. Don't go to your friend and ask for some medication that they've got sitting in the medicine cabinet that you think is going to cure your ailment. Yeah, there's a lot of research that you can do about what medications to take, but stressing yourself out about running around, finding out who's got the stuff, that is dumb. You go see a doctor, you get yourself treated. Just own up to it and you'll be a lot healthier and a lot safer. There are a lot of people out there that don't. And this is where they run into problems. And it's because of embarrassment, because they know they got busted doing something. Yeah, it's embarrassing. And nowadays, you know, there's public health clinics. There's a lot of confidentiality in aspects of it. But when we're talking about something that's going to get somebody else sick because you have a communicable disease, you've transmitted something to them, then you owe it to them. This isn't about you now. This is about them, and you owe it to them. So I'm making that statement amongst all of this. Get yourself treated. Like I say, there's medical clinics all over the place now. And, you know, far be it from to ignore symptoms. And fear, why do people do that? It's because of fear. There are a lot of things that people are afraid of. It's the humiliation. It's having to deal with stuff, not wanting to face it. You know, the denial, all of those kinds of things. Yeah, there is that. But that's part of life. That is a part of life. So because it is, the best thing you can do, and I'm telling you right now, the best thing you can do is go see a medical health professional, get it treated, start dealing with it in an adult way. And you'll be better in the long run. You can deal with the people after you get yourself treated, meaning go see the doctor, get on that health plan, get your medication, start working in that direction. And then if you want to start questioning people and sorts of things, then you can do that. Okay. I'm going to pivot to something else. In one of the other podcasts, I was talking about how you and your lover, see, this is going to change directions here, how you all can be closer together. You write down your list of things that you like to do that makes you feel good, makes you feel like you want to be amorous, have that really good love connection, and go to your list. So what I'm saying, this is a reminder. If you didn't do it yet, get your list together, you and your partner. Let's share your list. Let's swap them. And then let's talk about something that we can do with each other, for each other. That way to spice up your love life. Hey, see, that's sex healthy. All right, I'm going to take a break and I'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hello, and welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Relationships Podcast, the Sex Edition. And I'm talking about sex healthy. I'm going to pivot and talk about something that I haven't mentioned on any of the podcasts, this particular series, the Sex Edition. And because I've talked about healthy sex, I've talked about, you know, making lists and having fun with your partner and all kinds of kinky things, age difference, what, you know, all of those things. But you know what? I realized just a moment ago, I have overlooked talking about one subject, and it is just as serious as anything else. And it is the subject of sex abuse. And to those who may have experienced something like this, this is one of those topics that, and I'm talking in all sincerity, and I'm always sincere in my podcast, but I really want to reach out. I want to reach through this microphone and talk to you who have experienced something in the way of an abuse situation and you are unsure about what to do. Let me give you some guidance. Look, there are counselors who are there to help specifically with these kinds of issues. These are different than a lot of other kinds of things because the subject of sex itself obviously is very personal. And how this affects someone, how it changes their view of the world is so critical that if you have experienced something like that, number one, I reach out my serious, sincerest, heartfelt apology for you to have to experience something that in life, because I'm sure that for so many of you, it was so very fearful that you didn't know what to do. And to those who didn't even realize that they were in a situation that they were being abused, you know, it might be quite a shock to realize that you were in that situation. But here is a way forward. And obviously, I don't have all the answers, but I'm just going to offer a suggestion. Look, there are people who care about handling this in the right way. It could be someone at your church who is trained to deal with grief and counseling and a sexual abuse and these kinds of situations, these kinds of human things that happen. There are sex abuse counselors. You can look them up on the internet. If you are a student at a college, a high school, a middle school, elementary school, counselors are there. You can talk to them. You can talk to them in confidence, and they will point you in the right direction. If that doesn't work, like I said, there's the internet. You can look things up. I'm going to give you just something that I just pulled up here. It's about the National Sexual Assault Hotline. And the website will be www.rainn.org. And that's a hotline, and it works like any other instant messaging and online chat system, but it has enhanced security measures. So that's a start. If you have experienced something in the way of abuse or an assault, I mean, obviously, I'm just reaching to you through this podcast to say, there is help out there if you have not already had an opportunity to deal with that and face those situations. You may be very afraid there are professionals who are more than happy to help you, because these are the kinds of things, like other very traumatic events, that change how you perceive the world. It makes you less trustful of people. And, you know, by certain, it would certainly do that to you because you've been violated. And it just distorts how things operate. And it would be nice to be able to help repair that so that you can have healthy relationships, so that you can be around people who will care about you for who you are, and not the distorted things that happen because you get in, you're a victim of an abuse situation. So I hope I've articulated something very clear there, in the hopes that if you experience something like that, certainly I am, you know, my heart goes out to you, because some people are carrying a deep, dark secret and they are looking for a way to deal with that. So I hope I've given you a start. And if you know someone who has experienced something like that, offer them this last part of the podcast where you've listened to me a little bit. There is a little bit of information there. The internet is just full of possibilities, and I mean healthy possibilities, so that we can get people, get them help, get them treated. And I've always been a big advocate for counseling, because with it, it's designed to help us. And we also want to put the stigma of counseling, meaning that it's a bad thing, we'll put that away, because it is not bad. It is there to help people. And for what it is, for those people who are counselors who may be listening to the podcast, thank you for being there in the world and for loving the world enough to want to give of yourself in such a very compassionate way.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Sex Podcast, part of the GSMC Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, or anywhere you find podcasts. Just type in GSMC to find all of our shows from the GSMC Podcast Network. From sex and relationships to health and wellness, life and happiness, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the Golden State Media Concepts Sex Podcast.